And on Mondays, we look at how the news has been reverberating on social media. Julia Turner, editor-in-chief of Slate, has been sorting through. Julia, what caught your attention today?
One, of course, is still the after effect of Tom Cotton's letter to Iran last week. There are two dueling hashtags that are still ricocheting around Twitter. One, hashtag 47 traitors, and then hashtag 47 patriots.
And this, of course, refers to the 47 lawmakers who signed the letter from Senator Tom Cotton to the leaders of Iran, telling them that the nuclear talks they're now in with the U.S. have to be signed off on by Congress and potentially can be overturned by a new president.
You're seeing memes on both sides of this. You know, hi, I'm Benedict Arnold, and I have 47 new friends on the traitor end of the spectrum. This is one thing I think we're seeing more frequently on social media now, where there's kind of the hashtag and the counter hashtag. Another hashtag that we've been seeing still gaining some pickup is hashtag rap albums that caused slavery. This is from a news story from last week when video came out of members of the fraternity SAE chanting a racist chant. And in coverage last week of that event, Joe Scarborough on MSNBC made a comment blaming the chant on sort of the frat members' widespread familiarity with rap and hip-hop music. People on the internet thought this was a preposterous explanation of this racist chant and so launched a counter hashtag.
Well, let's hear how it all started. Mika Brzezinski, who's the co-host of Morning Joe, brought up the fact that the N-word is used by a lot of rappers, in particular rapper Waka Flocka Fame, who canceled a performance at SAE at the University of Oklahoma because he said he was disgusted by that racist video. Mika's co-host, Joe Scarborough, had this to say.
The kids that are buying hip-hop or gangster rap, as Mark wanted us to call it, Maria wanted us to call it, it's a white audience, and they hear this over and over again. So do they hear this at home? Well, chances are good, no. They heard a lot of this from guys like this who are now acting shocked.
So the hashtag this spawned is rap albums that caused slavery. And so various people were spinning the names of massive popular rap albums through a little bit of a filter. So instead of It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back, one tweeter wrote, It Takes a Nation of Us to Hold Back Millions. From Straight Outta Compton, we get Straight Outta Congo. Basically, people are just free associating, tweaking rap albums to suggest that rap albums are responsible for, in fact, all of the social ills.
Okay, that story continues into this week. And then another one blew up last night.
Last night, HBO aired the finale of its documentary, The Jinx, which covers the mysterious case of Robert Durst, a wealthy real estate scion who's been associated but never proven to have anything really to do with the murders of at least three people. And in the finale, a microphone that remains on while he's, taking a break from the interview in a restroom, admits him saying, I killed them all. And when the news aired, the New York Times published a push alert. So this admission came up fully as a complete sentence on the phones of everybody who subscribed to New York Times push notifications, which is a lot of people and certainly a lot of HBO viewers. And the internet erupted very oddly with the sense that this was somehow a spoiler, as though, you know, it was revealing the end of Game of Thrones or, you know, that what the cliffhanger had been at the conclusion of some wildly popular show.
And there's so many other aspects of that story, but a fascinating one there on social media. Julia Turner, editor-in-chief of Slate, thank you as always.
Thanks so much for having me.